two mass COVID-19 vaccination centers will soon open on Oahu. HPR took a look at one of the facilities.
So this will be one of the entry doors. And, you know, clearly they're setting everything up inside, so we're not ready yet.
Dr. Melinda Ashton from Hawaii Pacific Health gave reporters a tour of one of the new mass vaccination centers at Pier 2 Cruise Terminal.
What we're going to do is come in the entryway that we came in, or there's one other entryway. We'll come straight back over here, and then people will start to gather over here.
It's part of an effort to get Hawaii residents vaccinated. Here's Hawaii Pacific Health CEO Ray Vara.
We're going to be operating it beginning next Monday on a Monday through Saturday basis by appointment only. And so we're going to be able to systematically at the start of it get somewhere north of 1,000 people through a day, ramping up in the next few weeks to somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 a day.
Another mass vaccination center operated through Queens Medical Center will open on the 25th at Neil Blaisdell Center. Both facilities hope to scale up to vaccinate 5,000 people per day. Right now, only those who are 75 and older or essential workers can sign up on the Hawaii Pacific Health website. Queens will also have a website to sign up starting next week. But as more people are vaccinated, it'll open up to those who are 65 years and older too. Here's Vara.
It would do us no good right now to open up to the over 65 while we still have a significant number of over 75 population that we have to vaccinate. And so I'd ask you to help communicate that. There is going to be this flow process based on demand as we work our way through the phases.
The vaccination centers will at first start using only the Pfizer vaccine, which needs to be stored at negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Here's Ashton.
We're going to store the vaccine at the hospital. It needs to be secure. We need to monitor the temperature all the time, so it's safer to have it there than here, and we'll transport it over as we need it.
In order to be injected, the Pfizer vaccine needs to be defrosted, and that can be done in batches of no smaller than 5 doses, which is the amount in each vial. That's why the appointments are so important, says Queen CEO Jill Hoggard-Green.
We carefully count the number of vials that we're going to bring to the site. We have a way of thawing them, but we are extraordinarily careful about when you bring out the next tray, because what you don't ever want to do is waste a drop. The reason we're scheduling is to have a pretty good idea to say how many people come.
Green says the reason it took this long to open a facility like this is because the state had not been able to anticipate how much vaccine it would get. They didn't want to run out of vaccines and not be able to fulfill appointments. Hawaii Pacific Health says it already has 20,000 doses of the vaccine ready for when the facility opens on Monday. At the facilities, patients will also make an appointment to get their second dose 21 days later. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.